Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right in the heart of the Grove, between the demo and the ready room. They have an all-new music happy hour coming up again this Friday. New records coming in from Joe Bonamassa, Mike Snow, Ray LaMontagne, Santa Gold, Deep Purple, Flogging Molly, Twisted, and M Ward and more. So get down there, check out what they have in store. All kinds of new vinyl, CD, and even tape. Check out their always growing local music selection from some of your favorites around town. And keep an eye out on Saturdays. They do a lot of in-store performances down there. So a lot going on over at Music Record Shop. Find more information at their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, musicrecordshop.com.
We're Hama Jones, and this is Rock Paper Podcast.
Boy.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Gotta listen to the sound. It's the funk rock hip hop flowing underground. It's the can't stop, won't stop thing we call funk tree. Our music's here to stay, so we might as well be funky. Everybody in the place gotta listen to the sound. It's the funk rock hip hop flowing underground. It's the can't stop, won't stop thing we call funk tree. Our music's here to stay. It's been a long time coming, so let me check my time on my watch as I rock and get back on my grind. It's hard to find good music, everything sounds the same. Let us introduce a style that might just change the game. It's a style we made up, we like to call the funk tree. Rock, hip-hop, and a little bit of country, all mixed together with a little bit of class. Ripping in on stage without a gimmick or a mask. Don't ask, won't tell who I speak about. Let it out, peeps in this place, follow me and shout it out.
Well, everybody in the place gotta listen to the sound. It's the funk rock hip-hop flowing underground. It's the can't stop, won't stop thing we call funk tree. Your music's here to stay, so we might as well get funky. Everybody in the place gotta listen to the sound. It's the funk rock hip-hop flowing underground. Can't stop, won't stop thing we call funk tree. Your music's here to stay.
I used to go to all the shows and watch my favorite MC, dreaming to myself, thinking, wishing it could be me. Amazing what determination, motivation to build your confidence and optimist. Something brand new, hit you with a little bit of flavor coming from the domes. Disconnect from reality, you're taking in the Jones. Now you're hooked in with book, cause you heard Paul's bones. Shaking bodies in Mojave, blowing up the catacombs. To hear the music planet flow straight through your veins, like you're shackled to the funk, wrist breaking through the chains. This music, we just use it to get along and be free. Come on everybody, this is what we call funk.
Everybody in the place gotta listen to the sound. It's the funk rock hip hop flowing underground. It's a can't stop, won't stop thing we call funk. Your music's here to stay, so we might as well be funky. Everybody in the place gotta listen to the sound. It's the funk rock hip hop flowing underground. It's a can't stop, won't stop thing we call funk. Thing they call funk tree, your music's here to stay. Well, everybody in the place gotta listen to the sound. It's the funk rock hip hop flowing underground. It's a can't stop, won't stop thing they call funk tree, your music's here to stay.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 183, hanging out with the guys of Common Jones.
Welcome to the show, guys.
What up?
What's happening?
What's up, Shane?
We're hanging out here in...
Internet, how you doing?
Beautiful Fenton, Missouri. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, I enjoy mentioning where, you know, the different towns around the area that I, wherever I record, just, you know, the different hometowns and stuff. I've been up in Columbia, Missouri to as far as Muskoda, Illinois. So I've been
yes.
everywhere in between, and it's just kind of fun to...
It's a traveling man.
Yeah, get around town and see different parts of the city and then, you know, meeting individuals like yourself all over the place. So, but yeah, thanks for hanging out, guys. This is very exciting for me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So I guess we should probably go around the room. Everybody say hi and introduce yourself for those listening at home.
So. What's up, folks? My name is Justin, guitar player, and just pretty much play guitar for Common Jones.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm Peanut, a.k.a. Steve Williams. I'm the vocalist for Common Jones.
I'm Mikey B, play guitar and sing.
What's up? I'm Brian Blood. I'm the bass player and business guy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Got no business.
And I guess you're missing your drummer this evening.
Our drummer's not here this evening. He's a very busy man.
Incognito.
Sure. Yeah. It's, you know, it's cool. Like, I mean, I've done from one person in the band to the whole band and stuff. It's just kind of funny to get different incarnations of it and stuff. Like, who's available that day? Obviously, we all have our... You know, real lives that we have to attend to as well.
Of course.
It's hard being in a band.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
super hard, brother.
Now as we're getting older, we got, you know...
Families and wives and jobs and responsibilities.
Yeah. Adulting is hard, man.
But you don't lose the love for music.
No way, yeah. We, for me, it's like growing... Even more, like I, you know, it's an addiction, and it's not like getting out of hand.
You have been bitten, as I call it.
Yeah.
You got bit by the musical bug.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't start really going to a ton of shows and stuff till after high school and things. So like I, you know, I missed out on a lot of things, but I tried to make up for lost time but since then, like. You know, there was a while I was going to two or three shows on a Friday, Saturday nights and stuff, and like, you know.
You were just club junkying it up, man. You were just bouncing around, little social butterfly right you.
Yeah, so I met a lot of these cool people, and I, you know, just I love the music, I love the people making the music, and, you know, and that's when I started this show, and I figured I'd help out whatever I can, so.
We appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, it helps, man. Yeah. We appreciate it, too.
It's amazing what you're doing. I can't recall anybody in this town that's doing what you're doing for our scene, for local musicians, for actors, for, you know, I mean,
what and not guys? Asking anything for it too.
Exactly.
And that's fucking
all on your own dime.
Yeah, my language. Exactly. That's fantastic.
Well, you can feel free to use whatever language you want. It's on the internet.
Let's let Mike
sorry,
get it out.
Folks.
Let's let him get it out right
getting
now.
Getting rowdy.
Mike, just belt out whatever you want to say right now. Just profanity.
Just do it.
Fucker!
Thank you. Thank you.
Woo! Sir!
That's how he sounds, everybody, before a show. He gets really nervous.
Asshole!
And he's like, I'm going to freak out. He's got like five
I'm
beers.
I'm good now, though.
Smoke a little.
Yeah, we got to calm Mike down.
Yeah.
He's an animal.
He is an animal.
I feel better.
Well, let's get this date out there before things get too out of hand and I forget about it. But
they will.
March 12th, you can see these guys at Pops for $6 in the Road to Point Fest. And that'll be with Skyline and Ruins, Money for Guns, Through the Scope, Apart O Heart.
Yes, sir.
And Outcome of Betrayal.
Yes, Mike Myers.
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Yeah, Mike Myers.
He's our good buddy, man. We know that guy pretty well.
Is that Outcome of Betrayal?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with them. I know Through the Scope's been on the show. They're good buddies of mine, and I've heard of Skyline in Ruins and Money for Guns through the scene, but I don't know
I think we played a show with through the scope.
No, we were offered to play a show, but we could not make it due to whatever reason. But did check out their stuff, and man, they're super good, man.
Yeah, they're a lot heavier, but they
really impressed with their production of their album, their sound. You know, you can tell they've spent time.
It's a stiff competition, man. Like all throughout, you listen to all these bands, and they all have something to bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like who are they gonna like? You know what I mean?
There's a lot of good bands out there.
What their cup of tea is, you know, for the night.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
St. Louis is loaded with talent, man. It seems like for whatever reason, it's so hard to break out of the bubble of the city. You know.
Well, it's just like that old saying that, like, well, not saying, but thing they have on the internet. You know, you'll pay, $1,000 to go sit in a seat, you know, real high up in the air to go see your favorite band, but you won't pay $10 to go see a local show.
Sure.
And you can see it, you can hear it. It's real deal. It's not being, you know, like you're not lip singing, you're not playing no track.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's real deal, up in your face. And it's a shame that people don't do it as much, you know.
You can touch that guy, Mikey, right there. Exactly. You can physically touch it.
Mikey B is single.
And it means more to us than it means to them. Sure. You know, I bet
No, that's what I'm all about, man. I love that interaction, you know, because I go to a show, I can, you know, see you guys jam, and then we can hang out and we can have a beer or
whatever
afterwards, and then I become friends, and I'm like,
hell
you know, it's like, it's just cool to, you know, it's so much more rewarding and stuff, you know, compared to, you know, I don't think anybody, you know.
He's gonna go hang out with Zach De La Roca after a Rage show. Yeah.
Well, even Zach De La Roca. I mean, we're just people, man. We're just people like you, just like them out in the crowd. You know, we go to shows too. Even
we got love for music just like they do. You know, we like to create it. You know,
sure. That was speaking of that. Made me just remind me of there was a picture circulating around a little bit ago on Facebook and stuff. It was.
Tom Morello.
Yeah, Tom Morello at a Tool show.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah,
and you know, like a tiny dive bar club, and you know, Maynard's got his like mohawk going and stuff, and like, and yeah, and just like see Tom Morello right up in the front, you know, getting down, and it's like, and that's what it's all about. Like, I mean, these guys all started somewhere, you know, they weren't overnight success and stuff. They grinded for a long time, and then but they supported each other and stuff, and that's what, you know,
that's cool. What we try to do, man. We go out and we, you know, we see our friends' bands and they come see us, and we actually enjoy
share
it,
the stuff on Facebook, like, man. That's so important. I gotta stress to everybody out there listening right now, you know, like, seriously, like, I know Facebook is kind of played out, but at the same token, a lot of people are still on Facebook, you know, and I've got so many friends of mine that they'll like it, but they won't share it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And you have to like and share this.
Yeah.
You have to. Because if you like it, you might as well share it. What's one more push of a button?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do find it funny, like, how many people, you know, even like liking my page or something like that. They're like very stingy about it, some of that stuff. And it's like, you know, but they're really quick to share a, you know, cat video or dog.
Right, you know, right. Or some guy in like a Arab, you know, uniform, like dropping a fake bomb or something. You know what I mean? It's, oh, it's hilarious, you know, with everything going on.
I think it's all perspective. Sure. It's just how people's lives are different and interact. And, you know, your life is probably greatly different than from my life to his life, you know, and what's important to them, you know. I mean, on my Facebook feed, it's nothing but bands. It's just band after band after 80s cover band to... you know, to KRS-One, to Tupac, down to David Lee Roth, you know. I love it all.
Yeah.
And some other people are just look at me like, when are you going to grow up, dude? And it's like, well, I feel pretty grown up. I have a house. I have a wife.
Right.
I have a job. I have bills off the ass, you know, that everybody tries to work through. Sure. And I do this to shed all that shit and just get it off my chest.
Damn right. Therapy.
Get out there with my homeboys right here and just be like, yeah, let's throw down, you know. That's what it's all about, you know. Try to get out there, get the people, get smiles on their faces, man. Get them jumping, get their hands up, you know.
See their booty shaking.
It seems as the older as you get and the more responsibility that lays on people's shoulders, it's just having those special moments is so special.
Yeah.
There's no other way, you know, and to get everybody together again, you know, and we just love it.
To see your people dancing, man, and like knowing the words of your music, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
There's like no better feeling for real, straight up.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's an awesome feeling. You know, we were watching a video earlier before you got here, and it was some of our recent shows, and to see, like, one of our friends, I'm going to throw you a shout out, Stephanie Westbrook. She's, you know, she comes into the club where we're playing, and she's like dancing in America, you know, and
dancing like she's Eazy-E.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just awesome, man. You know, and she's a mom, just like, you know, everybody else our age, you know, and doing the grown-up thing, like you said, you know what I mean? Which, but they still have the love for music and support us, right. And that's what it's all about. You know,
I guess
I mean?
We should clarify that we're all a little bit older than most of the people in the scene. I'm 37, Mike's 36.
I'm 34.
You know, 35, you know, Pat's, you know, 35.
But we still rock shit.
Yeah. Well,
guaranteed.
I'm 30, so, you know, I'm right.
You know, and it's,
right there with you guys.
You're there.
You know, yeah. Juggling life and children and full-time jobs and trying to do what you love. Like, I always call my, like, I hope nobody at my job hears this, but whatever. I call my job, like, for lack of a better term, that's slavery, and what I do with Common Jones is my, that's my job. That's my love. Sure. It's my passion. It's what I do. And you know, sometimes you get a little nuts about it, you know, because, like, this is mine. Don't touch it. I'm molding this, you know. And that seeps in with the band, and sometimes, you know, we clash heads, but that's what makes us stronger, and we bond harder, and we get out on stage, and just looking at your homeboy, and you hear the hi-hats click off, you're just like, let's do this, you know? It's no better feeling, man. Yeah. No better feeling.
A story came to mind when you were talking about people singing your songs back to you and stuff, fans, and so I'm a big fan of, like, singer-songwriters. I like a lot of, you know, Americana rock and stuff. This guy, one of my favorites, is Will Hogue, and he's a great storyteller when he's out performing, and he was telling a story about the song that he wrote called Even If It Breaks Your Heart that Eli Young Band picked up, and he went number one on the country charts. And he's talking about, like, you know, he's himself, you know, goes club to club, plays sometimes for 30, 40 people a night or whatever, you know, whoever shows up. And then, but when he got the opportunity to go on the road with Eli Young Band, write some more songs with them and stuff, and then, you know, cruise around on their tour bus with them and all that kind of stuff. And then they invited him on the stage. So they're playing these huge arenas. They were opening for Kenny Chesney and stuff. So, like, they're playing for massive crowds out there, right. Like, in these amphitheaters, like 40,000 people. And that's what he's telling a story about. You know, I think they were here in St. Louis or something, and there was, like, you know, 30,000 people out there at Verizon. And then they went to Chicago, and there was, like, 40,000 people at the amphitheater. And then they went to, like, Detroit, and there was, like, 50,000, you know.
Right.
And he's like,
no pressure.
Yeah. Well, so he's back there playing guitar for Eli Young Band, you know, just kind of hanging out with them. And you know, but he's saying how, like, they go and they'll start singing, you know, Even If It Breaks Your Heart, and the entire audience, 50,000 people, are singing his song back to him. And he's like, you know, he's back there playing guitar. He's like, man, I wrote this motherfucker, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Hell yeah.
So it's just cool. Like, you know, it's just nice to see that.
It's an awesome feeling.
Yeah. Man. I mean,
very humbling.
For sure.
Very humbling.
But then the next night he goes back to his, you know, club gig where there's 40 people show up and stuff.
Because it's like I said, you know, like, you know, like Brian said, you know, we're just like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because we're musicians doesn't mean we're not human, you know, and we got feelings too, if you don't like it or if you do like it. So, like, you know.
Yeah, we definitely do not think we're rock stars in this
band. Yeah,
like,
I mean, we just do us, you know what I mean? Period.
Yeah.
You know, we're Common Jones, you know what I'm saying? Period.
Try to have that attitude of gratitude, you know, wherever I go, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, whoever will listen, awesome, you know.
Where's Common Jones come from? Where's the band name from?
Yeah, where the hell did we come up with that?
Well, where did we come up with Common Jones?
Remember, we had a string of really bad names that all of our wives
hated.
Yes.
You know, one of them, I think we were going to call ourselves the Co-Pimps.
Yes. That's hilarious.
Which I think is awesome to this day.
Tell them why.
Co-Pimps.
Because me and Justin, because we take turns playing lead guitar.
Yeah.
We're not there's not a lead guitar player in the band. Well, there's two of them.
Yeah.
But we take turns. And one day I said, we are co-pimps, doesn't it? And Brian liked that.
I loved it. I was like, that's
it.
But anyway, so our wives and general women of the world looked at it like we're out here,
pimping,
you know, toe-tagging women, like, what up? And it's totally not the case.
Sure.
So we frowned against that, and it was one of those name generator sites. I think I was sitting here probably taking a couple bad hits, just super zooted out of my mind, just hitting the space bar, generating name after name after name, and I'd write a few down. write a couple of more, and then I go to practice the next day, and I pulled out the piece of paper, right. and I started naming them off, and one of them was Common Jones, and I kind of looked at that one, I was like, you know, it's kind of cool, because, like, we're just common dudes like everybody else, you know, we have full-time jobs, we got wives and bills and problems like everybody else has, and yeah. and we I don't know about you guys, but for me, if I don't play music, I literally physically have like a withdrawal or something. I'm just right, like I'm Jones like I'm just straight Jonesing to rock, you know. So it was like, dude, the Common Jones, that's kind of nice. Sure. I kind of liked it, you know, and it just stuck. We ended up doing a radio show on 1380. Some friends of ours had a show, and a band canceled, and she just called us up out of the blue. It was like, can you guys do this? We're like, at this point, we weren't even really a band. We were just jamming on Sunday nights just to do it.
Yeah,
they kind of solidify, like, man, we're kind of stuck.
Yeah, because that's how it started. It started with Mikey and B just jamming, and then I think Pat was jamming too, and then they called me and was like, dude, you want to come over and jam with us, blah, 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 and I started rapping with them, and then I was like, dude, we need to get Hendrix over here, Justin, and he came over, dude, and we started jamming, and... ever since, man, we've just been jamming.
Yeah.
Common Jones.
It was kind of like the bastard band that nobody cared about. Like, I was in a cover band that was pretty successful for the last 6 years. Justin was in Psycho Beach Party, you know, this real, like, surf rock. Like,
yeah, surf band.
Yeah, they were awesome. Mikey's always kind of done his own doo-woppy thing, you know. I don't know. He's just, you know, an overall suave dude.
Yep.
And Peanut did a rap album, you know, many
solo
years.
Solo album with Mount Up Productions.
And,
did a song called Suck My Balls. I know, it's funny, isn't it? But that's a real deal thing, man. Look it up. We did actually a snippet type thing
on 1380.
On 1380 that we have on our page. And we did an acapella.
Like, YouTube. Box. Common Jones.
Yes, sir. And it's funny, man. I had it actually displayed on Howard Stern, and they mentioned me, local rapper named Peanut from St. Louis, and they played our song, man.
What did he say? What did he say? He goes, that's a damn fine song.
No, he's like, that's an amazing song. And it was cool because Howard Stern didn't say, well, that sucked or whatever.
Well,
know,
Shane's a giant Stern
fan. It was
cool,
man. It was real cool. It was real cool.
Yeah.
Again, very humbling. You know what I mean? That it could make it that far off just one click of a button and make it that far. And, you know, Robin and Howard and Baba Booey's talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Right, a Beetlejuice, exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we've all grown up in the kind of the same general area and, you know, partied like crazy, did some insanely wild things as young men. And
all of us have jammed together from
just we played together
over the years, you know what I mean?
Forever.
But not in the same band. And
just big drunken jam nights in the South Side, you know? I mean, just madness. But
I would not. We've been in the same bands together. I was in bands with both of you guys.
True. And me and Justin has been in. Me, Justin, and Brian.
Well,
actually.
Yeah, but that's.
Excuse me. But
we've never even played a show.
Right.
So
okay.
It
we don't
doesn't
even
really count
that as a band.
It was time served.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Could have been a good band.
Yeah. But everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
True.
I fully believe
true
that.
Man. True that.
So now so you guys been so how long has Common Jones been
It's been a year.
I think like
months.
A year and 3 months, something like that.
Okay.
I believe, or maybe 2 months.
No, it's been about a year. Yeah, about a year and a month.
Okay, a year and a month. Okay.
Yeah, we played our first show in January 2015.
Yep.
So now we're getting to the point where the album's recorded and gearing up for release. Are these all songs that you guys have written together, or did you? Bring them older songs to
yes and no. Some songs were a lot of songs Mike wrote, you know, with a long time ago.
A lot of them.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in general, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wrote a lot of them, Brian wrote a lot of them. I mean, we all had, you know, songs that we all had previous over the past years that we never really done nothing with, and then we also had songs that we all came up with together just jamming, you know, at practice and.
PS4.
You know, just getting cool
like
ideas.
Justin had three or four in his pocket. I had a couple in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then we came up with a couple together.
Yeah, it's hard to write songs to bass riffs.
Sure.
And I actually used some of my songs
from my
solo album that I made for my hip-hop album. We took some of those tracks, some of the vocals off of that,
and then added it to some of the newer stuff that these guys wrote musically, yeah. and turned it into something completely
which
different.
Which means so. He just didn't want to write no songs. We yeah. just took some old songs.
It meant that it just sounded good with them.
Don't do plagiarism.
You know what I mean? Because these guys know I can write some songs.
Well, that's, I talked to, you're wearing a shirt, talked to Matthias.
My boy.
Ah, yeah, Matt.
Yeah,
he's a cool mofo.
What up?
We love Matt.
I was talking to him about his record and stuff, and he was saying, like, that their Caveman Barnacles was their first one that they didn't use any pre-sampled material.
Yeah.
It was all they recycled a lot of their
yeah.
his previous
yep.
stuff
yep.
and stuff. So like it was pretty cool. Like,
dope album.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I love
dope
it.
Album.
Yeah. But just kind of a neat idea, like the fact that like instead of taking you know some song from the 80s or anything else, trying to curate some kind of sample. You know, he just used his own stuff and redid it, and so
yep.
yeah, it was kind of a great. You know, I thought it was a great idea.
Oh yeah, man,
came together real nicely.
A self-imposed remix.
Yeah. So I mean. So there's no
harm in that. Oh, no, man. You know, it's all about being creative, like I said, you know. And, I mean, those songs just happened to fit. That's the only reason why they were used, you know
yeah.
what I mean? It just, like, it was in a different view from a hip-hop, you know, point of view to a rocker point of view. You know what I'm saying? It's completely just
what I think
sounded helps, different.
What helps with our band is that 20 years ago, me and Steve would sit around. I play acoustic guitar, and Steve would rap. He was like the country kid from DeSoto, moved up to the city.
Yeah,
and me and him, dude, just jam acoustic guitar and he'd rap. And as the years went by, you realize, like, crap, man, that's 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And we're still doing it. So I think that has a lot to do with, you know, a lot of the meshing and how
the chemistry.
Yeah, the chemistry. Yeah.
And me and B are the same way, dude.
Yeah.
Mike and I started, I started playing guitar with him at, what, like 13? What were we, 13, 14? You stole my girlfriend in seventh
that's
grade.
That's when we started jamming together. I started playing when I was, like, 12.
This handsome bastard stole my woman back in the day. And you know, so I figure, hey, if I can't
bring
beat
them, bullshit now.
If I can't beat them, join them.
But we cool.
Yeah, we all right now.
We good. She broke both our hearts.
Sure enough.
So Steve does vocals. Who else sings on this album?
That's Mike.
This
Mike.
Handsome guy right
Mike
here.
Mike beat.
Yeah. I was. So would you say the third you're hoping to, or do we have our official release?
Well, the album should be in our possession March 3rd. No official, like, release date, because we've already released it online,
yeah.
you know, through, like, our own website and, like, Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. We've put the album up, and it's been up for, well, six songs were up.
Long time.
Yeah, long
nine,
time.
10 months ago. And then we completed the other six. We did two
right.
rounds in the studio. So basically like 22 hours we did in the studio, 12 songs.
So I guess we
recorded all
so I guess we missed that boat.
Which was hustling, nice. Man. It really was. Mix, you know, recording to the mix, everything that, you know, well.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Most of it.
I guess Brad took his time mixing the album.
Thanks, Brad McGrath, if you're listening, buddy.
Yeah, Brad's
B-Rad.
Awesome.
Colorado.
He moved to Colorado as soon as he got done recording us, and we were super sad.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
That's a bummer.
So we need a studio. Anyone out there?
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Please, let me see what you're working with over there.
So I gave the you sent me the tracks and I gave it a listen. Actually, I listened to probably three times through.
What was your faves?
So I wrote a couple notes down, a couple of songs that stuck out to me. I liked started with number one, Bicycle Ben.
Damn straight.
I liked the line in there was willing to do the killing.
If you're willing to do the killing, yeah. we're willing to dig the hole.
Yeah.
Because it's like that.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love that too.
Awesome,
yeah,
that's a good line.
Thank you.
That's a true story.
That's all
yeah.
peanut right there.
Old dug holes.
that was fun. And then let's see. Number three, Listen to Me.
Nice.
It's the title track of the album. Listen
okay.
to Me.
Very cool. I liked obviously the plug for St. Louis there. I don't know, but I've been told.
Oh, nice.
It was
nice.
Kind of a bite off Outkast, but it's kind of an homage at the same time.
Right.
Like,
sure.
Love me some Outkast, man.
Well, that's what I felt like. There was some similar trends through the record where, like, I was gonna ask you guys, but I felt like. A lot of vibe like a Rehab You guys like rehab?
Yeah, I know.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I used to watch it. Yeah.
But like some of that's like their album, that Southern Discomfort. Like one is one of my favorite records. But it also, like, if you listen to it, it goes all over the place as well.
Sure.
And that's what I loved about listening to your guys' album is that no two songs sound
are the same.
Like, yeah, so like there it goes all.
Yeah,
over.
You wouldn't even know it's the same band, really.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you didn't know better.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where our jamming forever just kind of comes into play. Like, from any given night, Justin's got his banjo on to his Strat to his acoustic to playing. We make our own little drum boxes.
Right. Yeah, if I'm not rapping, I might be playing drum box. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
And then, well, the other part of for rehab is your vocals, kind of Brooks from rehab. We kind of, you guys have a similar kind of tone there, and he raps, of course, too on those. But yeah, I loved it, and I also kind of reminded me, like, there was another one that kind of came to mind is like a Head PE. And the fact that those guys can kind of go from a reggae, like a straightforward, you know, they do Bob Marley stuff, and like to getting real heavy. And, you guys don't get quite as heavy, but still, like the fact that you guys can blend different genres like all over the place. And
well, yeah, we try to keep that cohesive to where it kind of has, like, you know, it kind of sounds like that other song.
I call it the Common Jones groove. Yeah. It's just got this certain groove, this swagger about it. And you just like, you hear it, you're like, that's the Jones, man.
Yeah.
You know it as soon as you hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think you guys are definitely making your own stamp on it.
I think,
just like these different things kind of triggered memories and stuff.
Right. Thank you for not saying like Rage Against the Machine or anything like that. Will Smith. That's an inside joke, okay? Because they always say that sometimes when we first started, like they say I rap too slow or.
It sounds like something
like Will Smith would say. Yeah. But for the longest time, like, we did a song called Just the Two of Us. And these guys had a nickname for me called Captain Longverse. And I would have these, like, 5-minute verses. But to all you MCs out there, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows how hard it is to make a 5-minute goddamn verse. So I don't care what anybody says.
No, they don't, because somebody told them to stop.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well,
I love it.
Well, then, like,
Eminem, a lot to say.
Like, Rap God, like, Eminem had, like, 7 minutes or
there you
something.
Go.
Like,
yeah, but that's Eminem. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He can do that.
Yeah.
He's got clout like that.
That's
I hear you. Well, I'll still be known as Captain Longverse.
Sure.
So if anybody sees me out, you can call me Captain Longverse.
I think Eminem's, like, in the Guinness Book of World Records now for Rap God for most...
I wouldn't
most
doubt it.
Most words in a minute or like that. Something crazy.
But I'm glad, you know, like, I hate when people try to compare, you know, a white rapper or whatever, you know what I mean, to Eminem. It's just, like, I hate all those cliches. Like, that's why I like what we do.
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of sets us aside from all other bands doing it, you know what I mean? Because, like, even discrepancies, you know, they do the same type of music we do, like rap, rock stuff, but, like, they have a completely different sound than we have, you know what I mean? ATG does a great job on the vocals, you know? Addison and their other dude, their bass player, Danny. Yeah, man. I mean, and Garrett, they all do a different type of sound than we do. I mean, it just sets us aside, I guess, from what we're trying to create. You know what I mean? Just that all around versatile sound.
I think that's our age.
Yeah,
our
and age. It might be. It
our age
very well might
in.
Be.
You know, those guys are in their early 20s, I'm assuming. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, something like that.
You know?
Sure.
They're young guns, man, coming out firing.
Oh, yeah, man, they're
you
great.
Know? And not saying that we're not. We're some old guns. We're still firing.
Sure.
You know, but...
But it's just a different cup of tea, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, if anybody comes and sees, you know, City Parks or any of these other guys, you know what I mean? They're all going to have a different sound to them. You know, it might be the same type of music, but everybody's got their own little twist.
Yeah.
To what they're trying to portray.
I think that's a good tie to your guys' Funk Tree.
Yes.
I thought that was, you guys, that's exactly kind of what you guys are saying in that song, is that, you know, you're doing your own.
Right.
So, you know, it's all in there.
Right, rap, rock, hip-hop, country, you know what I mean? Like, if you've heard, what did you think of Paul's Bones?
I like that, too.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to cut you short the question was, but
sure. Yeah, no, but I felt like you guys in that song, you guys, the lyrics are saying like
right.
how much how much different things are, you know,
trying different style, yeah,
and all that stuff are in there.
And that's a true story, you know what I mean? Like, even when I wrote the second verse in that song, you know, like, I used to go to all the shows and watch my favorite MC. It's like such a true story because, you know, like, all these guys have been in bands forever, you know what I mean? Like, ever since high school and shit, you know? And, like, I never really was in a band, per se, you know what I mean? Like, I rapped, I hung out with these dudes.
He was a party rapper.
Freestyled, you know what I mean, at parties. But never really got with a band. I jammed, you know, but never was in a band. And actually, when we first hooked up, they popped my cherry when we did our first show. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, our first Common Jones show was my first real live show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gentle. So it was like a kind of a celebration tonight. Yeah, it didn't hurt much. But, you know, it's just crazy, you know?
Sure.
So.
I also, so track 4, Reggae Joint.
I think that's our most popular joint. That's what we get the most response from is Reggae Joint. Like, I mean, it's...
Feels good, man.
It's a feel-good song, isn't it, buddy? I told you it's going to make you want to roll one up, and I know you're not a smoker, but...
Yeah. It's funny, though.
It makes people do strange things.
Yes, it does.
I don't partake, but I love reggae, and I, you know, and it's kind of... I'm definitely in that culture where I would... you know, even though it's not for me...
Adam Camp, hit us up.
Plug.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just that's a good tune though, man. It reminded me there's not that, you know, it's just both similar reggae stuff, but there's a band I really liked called Remedy, and they were out of like Columbia.
I remember those guys. I think I've played with them back in like 2007.
I've heard of them. Yeah. I've heard of them.
They were. I remember the first time I met them was they were opening for Badfish at. The Salon Tribute of Pops, and I was like blown away. I thought they were like fantastic. And
I was in a group called Science Hill in like 2007 to 2009, and I believe I played with those guys a few times.
Okay, is that with was Jeff?
Jeff Nations and all those guys. Yeah,
Jeff's a buddy.
Yeah,
he's been on the show twice.
Yep. What's up, Jeff?
But yeah, I anyway, Remedy was like, I just remember some of that stuff and some of the reggae jamming that they did, and like. So when I heard that, I was thinking of Remedy again, and I was like, man, I love that stuff. I gotta go listen to that again.
Right.
We're stirring up memories.
Yeah. So
we're pulling it out of you. We're pulling emotions out.
Yeah. But, it was kind of funny, the roundabout story. So I was looking for Remedy, something else triggered the memory. I was like, I need to go see what those guys
are. Are they still playing?
I think that band split up, so I went like this. So I used to listen to them. That was back on MySpace. So I actually went into MySpace, pulled up their old page. It's still there.
Right.
And it said members, and I started. So then I searched for the members on Facebook. I did a little creeping, you know, trying to dig up, see what was going on with those guys. And actually, one guy I started talking to was Jeff, and Jeff played bass with Rhoda. Was another band, and then he most recently with Tossie, and Tossie was
good band.
Yeah, really
those
great,
guys are
really
awesome.
Great band. And but so Jeff played bass in all those projects, and that's what. So I started reaching out to him, and I was like, "Hey, man," because and he so he hooked me up with a bunch of other Remedy stuff, and I was like, "So it was really cool." But yeah, it's just I don't know what the other guys are up to. Jeff's the only one I've been able to get in contact with and things, but.
It's amazing the kind of bands that have risen and fallen in this town so fast. Just immense talent.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like you said, man, it's hard to be in a band, you know what I mean? Like to juggle family, work, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Music, writing music, having the funds to do it all, you know what I mean? Like even though we work, we all make good money, it's just like shit's expensive, period. You know what I'm saying?
Well, family like, comes
to put
first.
And family always has come first in this. You know, much love to all our wives that put up with our crap, you know, having practice.
Right.
Late nights.
Yeah.
Like right now, you know, we've been doing kind of a lot of stuff, you know, trying to get ready for this Pops show March 12th.
Yeah.
But this is important to us, and this is our dream to do music, you know what I mean? And, you know, we appreciate them allowing us to do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you guys. I'm out a lot, you know, going to shows, recruiting more talent for the show, and I'm recording these shows and working all the time.
But dude, you hustle more than some of the bands.
Yeah, some of the bands.
Town.
I was gonna say.
You know, I mean, a lot of these guys should take a lesson from you. You know,
I'm just hungry for it, man. I'm hustling.
No, and that's awesome. And something's gonna happen for you because of that. You know,
trying to make it, man.
I commend you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
High five.
I appreciate you guys.
High five.
High five all the way around.
I'll take one. Ride. I'll take one if you're giving them out.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
No problem, buddy.
So let's number five, Crucial Times.
Yeah.
This was another one that I really enjoyed.
I enjoy that one too. I enjoy Peanut's vocals on that, man. I think they're
real melodic.
I think they're very real, dude. They're
sure.
I've heard a lot of from a lot of diverse group of people that they really like that song and the message that it sends. I mean, and it's kind of what we just said, families first, you know, your people's first. And you can, what do you say? You can be amidst in a struggle in the drop of a notion or something like that. I think that's one of your lyrics is.
I don't know. Yeah, but you're talking about different songs. So I'm having a hard time thinking of that one.
See, that reggae joint. I was hitting that reggae joint. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
You can be in the midst of a trouble of a drop of a dime. But yeah, man, you know, that song, Crucial Times, you know, like that song basically wrote about my grandma. Me and her was very close, you know, when I was growing up, and that it just made me think about life, man, when I wrote that song, you know. And that's one of the songs, actually, that I did with Mounted Productions for my first hip-hop album that these guys came up with just that awesome riff, man, that you hear, and it's just that...
Yeah, all new music.
Oh, man, it's just that hard-hitting music, man, and, like, I felt like that song went perfect. You know what I mean? We did it, and, like, one night, I think... I actually was just listening to that riff that they did that night at practice, and I was like thinking of words, and I have like all my lyrics on my phone, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, this song would be dope with these lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I tried it, and I called him up, and I'm like, dude, next practice we're gonna try this, and boom, worked.
Yeah,
and it just sounded awesome, you know what I mean? So that's what that song's about, being life, family, just, you know, the struggles within life, the struggles after life, you know what I mean? Obviously
struggle is real.
Yeah, I mean, call Crucial Times, man, you know? And it's definitely crucial times nowadays, so. You gotta make it by any means, you know?
For sure. Yeah,
kind of a pull yourself up by the bootstraps kind of song, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked 7 was Norma Jean.
Oh.
I like, by the way, what I really liked about this song was it starts like slow, kind of, you know, love. Kind of
love ballad type thing.
That's very much our good buddy Mikey here.
Yes, sir.
He had a band 10 years ago called the Unmentionables, and it was very doo-wop-y, very sublimish ska.
It was all like pop punk love songs.
Pop.
Right. Every one of them.
Yeah, like think the movie Crybaby.
Yeah,
that style. You know, Johnny Depp Crybaby style.
But it was awesome.
Right, I loved it.
And
I'm not ashamed of it.
It was called Next Generation.
I got
Unmentionables
tattoo.
And we slowed it down. We dropped back on the BPMs and. And we added some rap verses, you know, and
made it sexy.
Yeah, we made it from pop punky to sexy.
Yeah,
you know.
But I love like the way it progresses, because like at the end,
oh, it gets crazy.
That by the end, you're
ready to headbang and throw somebody through the wall.
You yell go, and the drums go nuts, and like it's just I just imagine the, you know, like a pit going nuts in there. So it's just kind of fun how like it, you just like a slow build up, and then just like. Just takes off at the end. So
Pina does some cool vocals on the end of it now.
Yeah, you haven't heard that. That's going to be something new that we're going to do at March 12th.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's completely.
Somehow we have captured my sex life in a song. I don't know.
Yeah. So everybody's in for a treat on that night.
Yeah.
You know, to hear that one, because it's
slow
cool.
Slow build up to
man.
Go.
Yeah.
Right.
It adds a little something to it. So.
That's going to be exciting.
Yes. Yes.
We have a video on YouTube of Tyler Calloway from As Earth Shatters. He jumped on stage and...
Yeah, and he did an awesome job, too.
Just annihilated the microphone.
He metaled it up for
us. It was awesome.
It was pretty dope.
It was great. I love
it. But we also don't want to portray ourselves as, you know, a metal band, because obviously we're not a metal band, you know what I mean? You know, he did a great job, you know, but...
We've known Tyler for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean. It's just like one of those things, he's busy with his band, so it's so hard to coincide, you know, time frames and stuff like that for him to do shows with us, so... Yeah. You know, I thought, let's just put our own little thing on it.
Sure.
Those guys are pretty badass, too, man.
Yes, they are.
Ezra Shatters.
Yes, they are. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
And then wrote down 8, Spider.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I liked it a lot.
It's definitely an intense. It's a good time. It's like a radio song. It hits hard. It's within like 3 minutes. It just boom, boom, just right. Nails you. You know, it's a good, good intense song.
And then what was Poets?
Poets Mind Frame.
Poets Mind Frame. Yeah, that was another. So like it was kind of nice. Like that was like that's the last track, right?
I'm not sure. I thought Take Me Away was
Poets Mind Frame is number 11.
11.
Take Me Away is the last track, which is Mike just on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And that's
Peanut.
Yeah.
And Peanut, yeah. And when we recorded that in the studio, it was just supposed to be that, you know, kind of an echoey, kind of this weird sound on acoustic played through. I don't know, what'd you plug in through your
just my regular
your Fender Hot Rod or whatever. Yeah. So doing. What am I trying to say here?
Was that done?
No drums?
Yeah, there was no drums to it, so Mikey's just playing, and we're sitting back listening to it, trying to mix it, and it's just like, man, I'm hearing like an 808 hitting at certain spots. Boom! Yeah. You know, to emphasize a lyric, a big... And so we looked at Pat, and we were like, Pat, get in there and...
Just play something.
Just work the magic, you know what I'm saying? Just feel that shit, you know?
And he did.
And he did it right there on the drop of a hat, just boom, one take. Put that drum line down with all the cymbals and the chimes.
The
I mean, he did
it. It was the shit.
It really
we were just like, holy shit, that's it, man.
Yeah.
And,
like, that's a heartfelt song, you know what I mean?
For sure.
I don't know if you got that chance to listen to that one, but that's just a heartfelt song.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was interesting for me was that, you know, like, along with all the different sounds going through the record and everything, but the fact that they kind of, like, Poet's Mind Frame and everything. Oh, like kind of closing it out, it like it's a nice kind of like slows down at the end. And
yeah, and, Poet's Mind Frame also. I feel like it's another Outkast homage or whatever. Like I could hear Andre just flowing over that.
Right.
Sure.
Just very nice, chill.
Right.
But when we did that, that was originally like, you know what, Steve's gonna grab a stool, sit up on a stool,
right?
Play that as our last song, kind of take it home, lights dim down,
right.
So that's kind of what we thought too with that song.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I love when an album can take you on a journey like that. You know, like you're gonna go for a ride. You know, you got your fast ones, you got your slow ones,
right.
Everything in between, and you know, so that's what I thought it was. I thought it was an awesome album, guys.
Thank you, man.
We really appreciate.
We're
that,
super
dude.
Proud
that,
of it, man.
We really are.
We've been pushing so hard to try to get this thing released. It's been done, mixed, and mastered back in, what, October 2015?
I mean, it's getting to the point to where we're tired of the songs, you know what I mean? But, like, we have to, know what I'm saying?
We have to put it out. It's got to get out. Yeah. So we sucked it up and figured out a game plan and compromised. And, you know, we had people that wanted to invest all this money and, like, why don't you start a GoFundMe page and all that? And I don't know. We just feel like if we want to do something, we'll do it. You know, we'll work hard, we'll save our ducats, and we'll put it out there. You know, I'm not going to ask you to spend your hard-earned money for me. Like, I just don't feel right about doing that. That's just me personally.
Right, not that it's a bad thing for that bands that do that. You know what I mean? That's just our choice that we don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
I'd rather
too proud.
Just our mission, you know what I'm saying, to do this.
I know. I mean, like, I've talked to a lot about them. You know, had a lot of different bands on and up.
Thanks, man. Here.
Some have done, you know, different crowdfunding things like that.
Right.
So I've backed a lot of them. But for me, I look at it as like a pre-order. Like it's something.
Right.
It's something I believe in the band.
Yeah.
It's like, if I was going to buy a CD anyway, what's the harm in giving you $15 to get it ready right now? And then you guys, you know, that's usually one of the perks is. You get your album, or you get an advanced downloads of the album,
and
that kind of stuff, or you get a shirt for t-shirt and a CD for $30 or whatever it is. It's things
we were talking about earlier.
Whoa,
yeah,
$3,
right, right,
CD.
Right.
Man,
right.
That's it's stuff I bought anyway as a fan.
Sure,
so,
sure.
I hear what you're saying. I do.
Right.
I'm torn with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, you know, we made it work. And for
dude, I was ready.
Yeah, and I mean, everything that we did and, you know, that we have done thus far in this band, you know, like, has been off shows that we've done. Like, every time we've played, we've never once said, here's 20 for you, here's 20 for you. We've always put it in a band fund.
Yeah, it's all self-generated.
You know, we did Ribfest last year.
Have we ever paid ourselves out at our show? No, never. Not once.
We headlined the side stage at Ribfest last year, you know, out in Newtown. And we got paid a pretty good penny for that one, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was like $600, something like that. And for like a local band original, that's good money.
That's a lot for us. I guarantee
anybody listening will say the same. Because, you know, if you play anywhere else, you're only maybe making about $100. You know what I'm saying? And that's all good. I'm just saying, you know,
six is better than one.
Well, here's the thing. You know, a lot of people will argue, you know, why are you playing music for money? You know, are you playing it for the love? And I think it's you got to have a good balance of both, you know, because you get to a point to where we're playing for your buddies and playing in basements and just playing for your people and your family. You know, that's awesome. That's great. That's how you become a great musician and all. And but it gets to a point where you're kind of like, all right, you know, as a musician yourself playing, and you're like, I kind of want to go test the waters here and see, like, maybe this will sell. Maybe there's a market for it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's dumber shit that's sold.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I was talking to some guys the other night, you know, they were doing original stuff for a long time. And then they were saying they were at a wedding, and they realized they were talking to the band, and they were said they, you know, made like $3,500.
Became a cover band.
Yeah, and they're like,
yeah, some cover bands are making jack nowadays, man.
Yeah, that's what they're like, what the hell are we doing? Like, I mean,
right.
You know, granted, obviously you want to, there is a lot more rewarding to do the originals, but you know, if you can make some money doing it, you know.
Sure, and money's great. Yeah. And money's great, don't get me wrong, but money's not everything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for me, personally, I love doing original stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I can learn a 311 song, a Rage song, whatever, it doesn't matter, you know. I can learn that all day long, but it's not going to give me the same feeling as writing a song myself, getting up there with these, you know, dudes, and rocking some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's where it's all about, right?
I mean,
there.
I played in a cover band for 6 years, and I was with American Bands LLC, you know, Joe Dirt and all those guys, and playing covers, yeah, it was fun. It was awesome. You know, there was great stages, great sound, you know. And playing that kind of stuff, everything from playing a Bob Marley song to a Styx song to Springsteen to an Elvis song to a Korn song and everything in between just broadened the doors of playing, just opened up so many different ways of thinking and just a whole new everything, a whole nother level to my playing, you know? And now I've brought that to my own original stuff, and I think it's just helped immensely. I've learned so much in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't change a thing about it, you know, other than one thing. You know, I lost one of my best friends recently, the drummer of Blood Brothers, God rest his soul, Brian, but you know, it was a great learning experience, and I wouldn't change anything about it, man. I mean, it was awesome, and I encourage anyone to do it.
Yeah. I'll learn a Lady Gaga song for $3,500.
Damn right.
Yeah, dude, I'll dress like
ooh,
Lady
la,
Gaga.
Ooh la la, ooh boo boo da.
$3,500. You want a meat suit? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, that's
didn't for $3,500. Like didn't she dress like a piece of meat somewhere?
I think she did. Dressed like a pork chop or something.
Is that a statement?
I guess pay my bills.
Right.
So I threw your guys' picture up here on Facebook, and I had some response.
Oh boy!
So I wanted to share these with you guys.
I did say I would ask me anything; I would answer honestly.
Yeah. Oh man!
In this picture, Justin is holding a brick.
That is true.
And it says, why is homeboy holding a brick from Jeff?
I'm building a house.
Yeah. Brick by brick.
I don't think it was ever determined why Justin was...
No, I don't know. Well, we were in an alley.
Holding a brick that day. We were.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it is South St. Louis. It was kind of sketchy.
I think we were just... out back, we were actually getting our pictures taken.
It was
that
a pretty
day,
rapey alley,
and, it was a real rapey alley. We were back
scared.
There smoking, Justin having a good time, taking a break from recording.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it was our
Justin. I think Justin just picked up a brick. And he was like, we were like, yeah, dude, just keep that in your hand. I was just, he did.
And then Brian found a bass.
Right.
Yeah, that was my bass, yeah. We were fresh out of the recording studio. You know, we had, I don't know why we did that. We recording an album and hired a photographer to come in, you know. So he's yanking us to go out of the studio while we're like, dude, we got to fucking record. Right.
But the whole point of that whole time when we were getting those pictures
to get
taken.
Us down in the city to get us with some cool scenery.
Yeah, scenery and just to have fun with it, man. And not be so damn serious. And you know what I mean? Like, that's the whole point of us wearing all the Cardinal hats and, you know what I mean? And running and jumping into pictures and doing, you know, crazy ass shit. You know what I mean? We just didn't give a shit.
There was a question about the Cardinal hats in there.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, we did buy them at the same store at the same time, damn it.
That's not true, but...
No, it's not. Yeah. But it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Just to show that we're from St. Louis, dude. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Yeah, just to represent, man.
Definitely.
The Lou.
Yeah, I'm usually wearing mine.
Even though I have an Adidas hat on tonight.
Yeah. I usually wear mine, and then that's... I wore it to On the Point the other night, and that's when... Cornbread said I was looking like Fred Durst because I had my red Cardinal hat on backwards.
It's funny. It's like, funny.
Almost had to kick his ass for that.
So. I'd have given a high five. I'd have been like, right on. Fred's the man. He does it for the Nookie. Did you do it for the Nookie?
A couple times.
I would.
Okay.
Dan writes in, ask Mike how he got so handsome.
It's a valid question.
I don't know, man. I don't feel that way, but I got a good barber.
You got any tips?
Dave Devine at Southside Barbershop there, American Classics, dude. Yeah. He'll fucking make you handsome,
Mikey's
too.
Mikey's definitely the gangster of
you
love.
You know what I'm saying?
Go hit up Dave, then. Get a fresh cut.
It's all that good, clean living that Mikey's doing.
Exactly.
Or not that.
Let's see. Gary writes in, ask Brian who he'd be without music, and if passion for your craft has a time limit, and then he also has a huge man crush on you, so.
Oh, my.
Oh, nice. Man.
So if you, you know.
Okay, first and foremost, I totally accept his man crush. I love that little red-haired guy.
Yeah.
Gary and I go way back, man. Do you remember a band called Mesoterra?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Jesse Cox. Jesse was kind of the spearhead of that band. And Jesse recruited myself, and that's how I met Gary. I guess Jesse and Gary have been friends forever. And I'm playing with Jesse in the basement, and here comes this red-haired guy with his fucking Marshall stack is painted like the Irish flag. You know, big old red beard, and he's just, you know, Gary. You know, he's awesome. Just, I love that guy. And we've just been so cool ever since. And I really like what Odom's doing.
Yeah.
And Gary's drive is unbelievable. I mean, if you could have a band full of Garys, you'd make it already. You'd be playing, you'd be headlining Point Fest, you know?
There'd be some great beards, too.
Yep. The Garys. It'd be a great band name. The Garys. But what'd he say? Something about time limit? You know, just
said,
like,
who do you be without music and a passion for your craft has a time
B,
limit?
B wouldn't be around.
Who would I be? Fuck, man. I don't know, dude. I would probably be some union plumber that hates life. Not to say that that's a bad life, but that's not what I want, you know. I don't know, man, where I would be.
Incomplete.
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 I don't know. I've met so many cool people. I've met so many opportunities that have come and gone, or things that I've chosen or not chosen that have brought me to where I am today. So, I mean, I there's no telling where I would be, you know, as far as a passion goes. I mean, I'm 37 years old, but I still feel like I'm 17 when I hear an album or I hear a riff that just hits you hard. You're just motherfuck, yes! Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It just, like... Stage is life, you know what I mean? There's nothing better than going up there and getting up there and dancing around like I do on stage and throwing snap kicks and all that. What did Ian call it? He said at the last show, he goes, I got a new nickname for you. And I'm like, here we go. And he goes, I'm going to call you Double Dutch. I'm like, oh, shit.
Double.
Because it totally works, man. I'll sit up there and just get my legs going. Right. And I don't know. People call him, they'll call me Peanut from 311, you know, like, you look like him, you move like him. It's like, I don't try to do that. It just...
But Common Jones has their own Peanut.
Just kind of comes out like that. But yeah, so Gary, I don't know, man. Where would I be? Gary and I probably wouldn't have ever crossed paths.
Yeah.
Which would suck.
That's how I feel, man. I've met so many cool people through this music now. It's like I'm so thankful that music's brought me together with so many cool people. So.
Yeah.
And some of my best friends now. So it's like
some great
music.
Through the good and the bad times, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how you really develop relationships. Yeah. Not everything, not every band makes it. Not every song is a hit. Not every show is perfect, you know? Sure. It's the bonding and getting through it all. And
Yeah.
And you making a mistake and, you know, the fans not even seeing that you made a mistake.
Be confident.
You're that much, like you said, you're that confident that you can roll right through it, dude.
Well, be confident in what you're doing. Know your part. And then also be confident that my homeboy Justin here knows exactly what he's doing. Even though I can't hear him at a show or the monitors are all messed up or whatever, I know he's hitting it. And I know I'm hitting it, so everybody out there.
Like you always say, as long as you all know your part, we're golden.
We're right. Golden.
Just so you know, March 12th, the Pops.
March 12th, yeah. We all know our parts.
The Pops. Hammond Jones.
We've been studying hard on that shit.
Yes, we have.
March 12th.
Gonna bring it.
We mentioned
do it.
We mentioned him earlier. He commented on here.
March 12th.
Matthias says that him and Mike were Mike was in his first band, Home Baked Goodness. He says
Home Baked.
Yeah, years ago.
So you guys go way
That's
back
an awesome
back.
Name,
dude. Matt, he's
Home
man.
Baked Goodness.
Give us
Matt
a story.
Is awesome,
I love
dude.
It.
I'm just gonna say, Matt had epic New Year's Eve parties every year.
Oh God,
the best. Like, you wake up in his driveway. Epic.
Yeah, oh, like guy, like you man. Could base a movie around his parties.
We had a lot of good times together, you know, growing up in Webster together.
Wonderful
He's
times.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, man. I've been fortunate. He's been on the show twice, and I last time with Kendase. And
she's really sweet too. I met her. Me and Brian met her recently at their last show.
Very
she's
sweet
super
gal.
Cool.
Sweet gal.
Yeah, I've been
very talented.
I've been having a lot of fun.
Both.
Getting to hang with Matthias and
he's such a good soul. He's just good to be around. You just feel comfortable. Matt's a good dude, man.
Yeah,
he really
is.
Good dude.
Yeah. Let's. I guess we'll. Look to wrap this bad boy up. We got
March 12th.
Yeah, March 12th. Skyline in Ruins, Money for Guns, Through the Scope, Apart O Heart, Outcome of Betrayal, and Common Jones.
Woo!
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds like a party to
Do
me.
It.
Just Ric Flair, y'all. Yeah.
Do it.
Contact us, everybody, if you need some tickets. They're still available.
Do it.
But we don't have much, so
still,
get a hold of us.
Limited tickets from the band. We'll come and deliver. Far and wide.
Do
short.
It.
Doesn't matter.
Tall.
Shoot us a message.
Do it.
So, is this going to, people will be able to buy the album there that night, or what are we going to do?
Yes,
sir.
We've kind of, haven't done the CD release party, but it's just working out this way where we're going to have some t-shirts and CDs, and they will be available at Pops.
Yeah.
March 12th.
With a surprise.
Yeah.
With a surprise with that comes with it. Right.
This is going to be fun.
It'll be a fun night for everybody involved. Fans, grandmas.
Yeah.
Especially grandmas.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even matter. It's going to be an awesome night. And hopefully we rock it out in advance.
There's no hoping. We are going to kill that stage. We are going to murder Pops' stage.
Gonna make sweet
Sorry
love.
For all you other local bands out there that are going to play after us. It's just going to be a pile of mush. Because Common Jones just did their thing on that stage.
It's
And I am a cocky douche. I know. I'm sorry.
I was down there.
But it's all in good fun, guys.
For sure, yeah. I was down there for Friday with Apollo's daughter. And,
dude, just, awesome band.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Awesome band. Yeah. They're like hip hop-y, right?
Hip hop, rock, R&B.
I just seen them today. I was on Facebook and I'm like, dude, Apollo's daughter. And I watched one of their videos and like the chick was rapping and then the guitarist was rapping. And I'm like, dude, that's dope.
Well, so it's, they've been on the show too. Lacey does a lot of the singing and she kind of raps a little bit with, but, her brother's Taylor on guitar who does. Mostly rapping on.
Okay.
Oh, it's a family.
He's the one rapping with her.
Mm-hmm. And
nice.
And her husband plays bass.
Awesome.
So they're a family.
It's total family thing. Yeah, like, yeah, dude.
Hip hop Partridge family.
They used to be
HHPs.
Back in the day, they had a band called Middlebrook out of
sounds like a wine
Potosi area, I believe, or something like, or another somewhere in that area.
Is that like 05, 04?
Somewhere in that. That's a
good. Not sure.
Positive, but I know like we call Middlebrook. Gotcha. At least that's what their old band, but. Yeah, they're great.
They're awesome,
dude.
They
just advanced to the finals.
That's sweet.
With Flatfoot Reed, they also played Friday night. But anyway, the whole night, though, was really cool. A lot of other bands represented among the crowd, and everybody's out there supporting each other. And it's just sweet. Super exciting times to be involved in St. Louis music and
the
local scene right now. Because like, there's a lot of people are just sick of the way things have been and making a difference and. It's cool. It's cool to see.
Man.
Should be a good crowd down there, though. I mean, it's a.
I hope so, man. You
every
know,
night it's, I talked to Coco, who does a lot of stuff with Pops down there, and he says they're getting more and more walk ups all the time. So more and more people are just coming out to Pops to hang.
The word's getting out, man. It's definitely bands are working together. You know, like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years now in this town, and when I started, there was an amazing scene. It was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then it kind of died down a little bit, and then it just kind of was like super cutthroat for a while. Like, like the man didn't want you to be the man, you know. And it was like this is really difficult, and that's when I jumped into a cover band. Yeah. And coming back to it now, that scene's it's more embracing now. Everybody's really really cool and really chill and really you know supportive. Really helpful and supportive, yeah. Just all the way down to like little stuff like.
You coming out of here?
Yeah, I mean, we met with Kenny King and.
Guys from Beyond Gone Media and everything.
Yeah, man, those guys are awesome, dude. Like, they've always taken care of us anytime we've done anything with them and.
Down
met
to like.
A lot of cool bands, you know, even.
Down to, I have questions about, you know, getting a certain file vector right or whatever, you know, doing something on the computer. People are like, oh, go to this person, go to that person.
You What's the other up, boy's name? Nick Ferrero?
Yeah.
Super cool guys,
man.
Super cool guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, last thing. So, hypothetically, we're for the album release party. Say you guys could book any band, you know, now, present or past or whatever.
Present or past bands to open for us or we open for
them? Yeah, just who's going to play the party? Who would...
oh, shit.
Who do you guys want?
That's that's a...
Are you talking about, like, what local band?
Do we want local band or, any like, band any band?
Any, yeah.
Oh.
It could be any band.
Like, Bad Religion opens for Common Jones. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a tough question.
It's,
easy. Tila Tequila.
Yeah. There's Justin's pick.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's Justin's pick?
Yeah.
All right, man.
That's all I need.
Man, such a...
I don't know.
That is such a hard question, man. Yeah. I mean, there's so many bands that I like.
Yeah? Well, who do you want to rock the stage with?
I would say Deftones, man. Yeah. You know, like Deftones, I met those dudes when I was like 16 at Point Fest when I was there, and it was awesome. You know what I mean? To be able to meet them. And get their autographs and stuff like that. Like, and I love their music. They just bring... Yeah. It's a powerhouse, you know what I'm saying?
They're returning to Point Fest.
Yes, they are. Hopefully we'll be playing with them.
Yeah, man.
I think if this band got to open for Head B, I'd have a huge boner for
that. Yeah, I would have a huge boner for that one, too.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I love Jared, man. He's that's a good dude. He's a real deal, man. He you know he rocks the stage and he gets out there... And he meets every fan and hangs out, and like you know, he appreciates the people that are paying his bills, and that's
that's
cool.
Awesome.
It's cool to see a guy because you know, so a lot of them I've seen, they, you know, they leave the stage and go right to the bus or you know the dressing room or whatever, and they don't hang. But he's all about you know,
man. Let's see,
hanging out. So
I think for me, if somebody to open for Common Jones C release party, any band ever. I'm going to mix it up here. I'm going to say, all right, so Bob Marley with guest vocals KRS-One.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think that show would be the shit.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some Deftones, Tila Tequila, Head P, and Bob Marley.
Yeah.
With KRS-One on the mic.
Yeah, and KRS-One. That sounds like a... Sounds like a Common Jones show right there.
That's exactly how this band is, and I guess a reflection of this album.
Yeah.
All these different styles that everybody has. all just kind of molded in. I always say we take traditional rhythm and blues, and we stuff that shit into a hip hop reggae bowl, and we smoke the funk out of it.
Yeah, right, we do.
Yeah, there's a lot of these songs that kind of sounds like reggae guitars with punk rock drums, and like, you know, just a lot. There's a lot of even, you know, not even song by song, but in the own song, there's all kinds of different styles mixed up in there, and it's
right.
I know, I love it. It's awesome. It's some of my favorite bands are that way. Like, you
sweet.
Know, so I
we appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, we're not trying to be the best band in the world, but we are trying to be your favorite.
Hey,
damn right.
But yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited about coming out to the 12th and rocking with you guys.
It's Hell yeah,
good.
Man.
It's going to be a good party. So again, hit these guys up for tickets. $6 to get you in. And
yes. CommonJones.com.
Yeah, what's so we got Facebook. They can follow you on there. Common Jones.
CommonJones.com. We're on Twitter as well. Be Common Jones, or I think it's my name, BBlood22. At BBlood22. And Instagram, we are on there. Reverb Nation. And SoundCloud. And YouTube.
Okay.
We got many, many venues.
Yeah.
Ways to hit us.
Yeah. That's what it takes these days. You gotta have all the different platforms. Everybody wants it.
It's a full-time job in itself, maintaining all that stuff.
So, alright. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you for having it, brother.
We appreciate it, man.
See you March 12th.
That's for you.
Sir. See y'all there, bitches!
It was the single greatest moment for a bastard like me to fully understand. You must sit down and take a knee, forget about life, forget about stress, forget about all of your troubles. Cause in the blink of an eye, you could be in the midst of a struggle. Let me reflect in retrospect, I guess we click just like clutches. And to the people all around me, I love all you motherfuckers. Oh, somebody gonna feel this deep. Oh, somebody gonna hold this dear to their heart. I'ma play the part and you can stop where it starts. You can play over and over, I'ma tell you straight from the heart. It's like an ocean of emotions coming straight from the soul. But a reba jerky to these suckers, I got a lady at home. It's better than burgers and fries, bitties and buys. And I can tell just how you feel just by the look in your eyes. Little bird say, it's like a birdie, earty, earty in the sky. Spread my wings and let me fly. Beat me up, Scotty, cause I'm getting real high. Never had this feeling so we on cloud nine. Take a big hit, breathe it in slow. That's a reggae joint that we all used to know. But na-na-na-na, some of them will whine when they flow. But that's not me, I'm Peter Mingus, yeah, we got soul. Oh, we can fucking style it, some reggae rock and roll. If you got a minute, come along and smoke a bowl. But tell your mama, cause your daddy don't know. It's not the place to be, but it's the place you wanna go. And I mean, no give no fuck what the bad man say. You can do it better, I'll be on my way. It's been a long, long, but on a young, long day. Really, really funk rock kids don't play.
You got the funky ass sound that comes straight from the underground. Sounds like this make you move to the out of bound. Music in your eardrum, giving you the feeling. Makes you feel the show, the feelings you're concealing. You gotta let loose, trust yourself, get emotion. The vibrant twist causes all of this commotion. It's kinda crazy, but it's just how it goes. So sit back, relax, roll up a J and get stoned.
It's like a birdie, earty, earty in the sky. Spread my wings and let me fly. Beat me up, Scotty, cause I'm getting real high. Never had this feeling, so we on cloud nine. Take a big hit. Reggae joint that we all used to know. But na-na-na-na, some of them will whine when they blow. But that's not me, I'm in a magnet, yeah, we got soul. Oh, we can fucking style it, it's some reggae rock and roll. And if you got a minute, come along and smoke a bowl. And I'm gonna tell your mama, cause your daddy don't know. It's not the place to be, but it's the place you wanna go. And I mean, no give no fuck what the bad man say.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.